From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The arrest this past weekend of Russia's richest man, the oil baron Mikhail Khodorkovsky, may have deep implications for the country's political direction. Many in Moscow see it as a turning point in a battle between two Kremlin camps fighting for the sympathies of President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
For months, talk has swirled in Russian political circles of a battle between two opposing factions. One is the Siloviki, or power faction, whose core is made up of ex-KGB officials who came to power with President Putin. The other is dubbed the Family, holdovers from the era of former President Boris Yeltsin. They are closer to big Russian business interests, like the Yukos oil company headed by jail tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Masha Littman of the Moscow Carnegie Center says Khodorkovsky's unrivaled wealth and political ambitions were seen as a threat by the rising ex-KGB faction.
I think Khodorkovsky was a singular case in how big he was, how big a player he has evolved. But the mere size and scope of his business somehow propelled him to much bigger prominence as a figure in Russian politics. The Kremlin, and Putin in particular, began to regard him as a rival.
Close on the heels of Khodorkovsky's arrest is the reported resignation of Putin's chief of staff, Alexander Voloshin. Voloshin is the vanguard of the pro-business, anti-hardline wing. Until now, he's been seen as the second most influential man in Russia after Putin himself. Voloshin's resignation has not been confirmed by the Kremlin. Dmitry Oreshkin of the Mercator think tank says if Voloshin has indeed resigned, it would be even more evidence of a power shift. Power is being passed to administrative types, people in uniform who are used to giving commands and expect them to be carried out, Oreshkin says. Oreshkin says the ex-KGB-dominated faction gaining the upper hand wants to see much greater control by the state bureaucracy, not just over Russian capitalists, but the day-to-day life of the country. Littman of the Carnegie Center describes the faction, led by former agents like Deputy Kremlin Chief of Staff Viktor Ivanov and Igor Sechin, as shadowy figures.
All these people are especially closed and secretive, even against the background of today's Russian politics. But these people especially never talk to the press, never appear on television, never answer questions. People barely know what they look like.
Littman says the hardline faction may be motivated less by ideology than the desire for power and financial dividends.
They are jealous. They want to benefit. They want full control.
And she says Putin, after letting the hardline faction have its way with Khodorkovsky, may not be able to rein it in, even if he wants to.
By locking up not just the richest man in Russia, but also sending a signal to local law enforcement bodies all over the country that they may intimidate local businesses. This was a very dangerous move.
Opposition stalwarts like Grigory Yavlinsky of the liberal Yabloko Party sound even more dire warnings. The seductiveness of creating a police state is very strong, Yavlinsky said, and it is not possible without using Stalinist-style methods. But it's not only liberals like Yavlinsky sounding alarm bells. Gleb Pavlovsky, a political consultant until now seen as close to Putin, warned this week the president had come under the control of what he called dangerous forces who yearned for the authoritarianism of Soviet days. And analysts here say the hardline ex-KGB-dominated camp, now winning the day in the Kremlin, is likely to try and strengthen its grip further as Russia's parliamentary and presidential elections approach. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.